got another cat fight behind the scenes at the worldwide leader in woke ESPN. In this corner, with a combined weight of 110 pounds of sensitivity and 110 pounds of white privilege, hailing from Plum, Pennsylvania, Patrick Justin McAfee. And in this corner, with a combined weight of 90 pounds of jealousy and 80 pounds of resentment, as a child, he was unable to spell his middle name, so he began referring to himself as A. Hailing from Hollis, Queens, New York City, Stephen Anthony Smith. Over the last few months, Pat McAfee and Stephen A. Smith, they have been trying to convince us that they have this blossoming bromance. Now, obviously, the number one priority for Stephen A. is his relationship with Shannon Sharp. Hey, it's me, Shay Shay! Stephen A. and the grown man who calls himself Shay, they have spent the last 6, maybe 7 months living in holy matrimony, enjoying the honeymoon phase of their marriage. But on the side, Stephen A. Smith, he has also portrayed this blossoming bromance with Pat McAfee. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. Maybe they are being honest with us. Maybe behind the scenes, Stevie and Patty are the best of friends, chums, goombas. You're more than welcome to believe that if you want, but for me personally, I ain't buying it. I am generally skeptical of everything I see in the media, but when someone is giving me the hard sell on something, I am automatically skeptical of it. Everyone has that couple in their hometown, the couple who is always posting these loving messages on social media. Every day it is constant posts of pictures with their family. Everyone is smiling. The messages are filled with fake joy. I have the best husband. My wife is number one. Life is great. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. When I see shit like this, I always ask the same question. Who are you trying to convince? Are you trying to convince me that you're happy? Or are you trying to convince yourself? Or maybe it's a combination of both. That's how I view this supposed bromance between Stephen A. and Patty McAfee. Most of the time, when they are speaking about each other publicly, they always say the right things. Stephen A. is my brother from another mother. Pat McAfee's a trailblazer. He opened doors for the rest of us, and he always opens my door during our dinner dates. Behind the scenes, this public bromance turns into a heated rivalry. Earlier this morning, the New York Post reported that Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee had a heated argument over the phone last month. According to the New York Post, this was a private conversation and they were arguing over creative differences for some new project that Stephen A. is producing for ESPN. First of all, if this was a private phone call between Stephen A. and Pat McAfee, how did this get leaked to the mainstream media? Who was responsible for leaking it? This is not the first time that something has happened behind the scenes with Pat McAfee at ESPN, and the story is mysteriously leaked to the New York Post. How does this keep happening? Is ESPN trying to purposefully sabotage Pat McAfee, or is someone in Pat McAfee's camp, or Pat McAfee himself, leaking these stories to maybe keep their name in the headlines? During this phone call, Stephen A. Smith, he has an emotional meltdown. He called Pat McAfee a motherfucker, and he told him that he was no longer allowed to appear on First Take. I hate you! You meanie! You are no longer allowed to play in my sandbox and give me back my vibrating cucumber! The New York Post, they spoke with both Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee through a series of text messages. Once again, they are both putting on a good front publicly. This is no big deal. I'm tired of addressing this nonsense. I just saw Pat in the hallway and we embraced in a passionate woke hug. Stop asking about our relationship. Shay Shay is starting to get jealous. Stephen A. Smith told the New York Post that Pat McAfee was never banned from First Take. Pat McAfee told the New York Post that he hopes he isn't banned from First Take. He also claimed that the comments that Stephen A. Smith made about him recently on a podcast did not bother him at all. Recently, Stephen A. Smith, he was a guest on something called Bussin' with the Boys. Now, I had never heard of this show, but looking at the title of it, it appears to be a podcast dedicated to covering the dump divers in the WNBA. That's the only league I know of that relies on Greyhound buses for transportation to road games. During his appearance on Bus Boy, Stephen A., he was giving his usual shtick about Pat McAfee. He's great. He's my brother. I love him. But then he said that Pat McAfee isn't as polished as he is because he doesn't want to be number one, and Pat McAfee doesn't have to be as polished as Stephen A. because Pat McAfee chooses to identify as the white man and Stephen A. doesn't. First of all, I question the speculation that Pat McAfee has no desire to be number one. I think Pat McAfee is incredibly driven. I think he is busting his ass to be number one at ESPN, but it's just never going to happen. His ratings still suck, but it's not from lack of effort. Number two, I'm struggling to draw the parallel here. What the hell does race have to do with being polished? Polished is another word for being professional. What Stephen A. is basically saying is Pat McAfee doesn't have to be professional because he was born with white privilege. He's saying that Pat McAfee is given more leeway because of his white privilege. Now, this was news to me. I didn't think that white privilege existed at the worldwide leader in woke. Go ask Kurt Schilling about white privilege at ESPN. Go ask Trey Wingo or Kenny Mayne. You know who was privileged at ESPN? Bomani Jones, the originator for the term huge embarrassing failure. He was given the privilege of collecting millions of dollars in woke welfare, and he never generated a single peso in profit. This is pure speculation on my part, but I don't think it's all rainbows and cucumbers for Pat McAfee at ESPN. This supposed bromance between him and Stephen A. Smith, I don't think this bromance exists. It's not real. I believe there is serious tension between Pat McAfee and the man who refers to himself as A. And the tension is one-sided. I don't think Pat McAfee has a problem with Stephen A. Smith. I think Stephen A. has a serious problem with Pat McAfee. It's nothing personal, but there seems to be a professional jealousy here. Seems to be some resentment. Like I told you guys before, I don't blame Stephen A. Smith for being pissed off about this. If I were him, I would be pissed off too. Just think about it. 2 or 3 years ago, ESPN, they suspended Stephen A. Smith. He was publicly shamed and embarrassed because he said that Shohei Ohtani couldn't be the face of Major League Baseball because he's not fluent in the English language. If I remember correctly, I think he was suspended for a full week. He issued this insincere public apology where he pretended to be agonizing over the fact that he was being accused of mythical racism. A couple of months ago, Pat McAfee, he is live on ESPN, and he publicly destroyed Norby Williamson. Norb is a powerful executive at ESPN, and thank God he's got that going for him, because with a name like Norb, your options are kind of limited. Pat McAfee absolutely demolished Norby Williamson live on the air. What was his punishment? How did ESPN discipline Pat McAfee for embarrassing one of the executives at the network? They didn't. Couple of days later, Pat McAfee is posting pictures on Instagram of himself and Jimmy Patero smiling while playing Spin the Cucumber. Now, put yourself in Stephen A.'s shoes. How would you feel about that? Your ass gets suspended over some bullshit. You get suspended for basically telling the truth, while Pat McAfee can go on ESPN and humiliate one of the tenured executives at the network and nothing happens. By the following week, the story is all but forgotten. Stephen A. also seems to be upset with Pat McAfee's compensation. Now, of course, he is not going to come out and say that publicly, but he damn sure alludes to it. Recently, Stephen A. Smith, he said that Pat McAfee joining ESPN was great for himself because Pat McAfee set the market. Stephen A. admitted that he was pocket watching. ESPN's paying Pat McAfee $17 million a year, paying Stephen A. $12 million. During football season, Pat McAfee, he was losing almost half of the First Take audience. Now, this was during the busiest time of the year, and sports media, best time of the year, September through December. Pat McAfee, he was struggling on ESPN during busy times, so How is he performing now? I told you guys this was going to happen. During the month of February, Pat McAfee, he averaged 295,000 viewers. He took the last 2 weeks of the month off, which is typical in sports media. News tends to slow down after the Super Bowl, and a lot of people use that time for vacation. Pat McAfee, his big return was on Monday. How did he do? 245,000 viewers. First take on Monday, 508,000. If you're Stephen A. Smith, you're looking at this like, what the hell's going on here? How is this doofus making significantly more money than I am? How can ESPN consider him to be more valuable than me? Stephen A.'s contract with ESPN, I believe it expires at the end of this year. If negotiations haven't begun already, they are going to begin soon. He is going to demand to be paid more than Pat McAfee, and rightfully so. Question is Stephen A. worth $20 million a year? Is he worth $25 million? Hell, is Pat McAfee even worth $17 million? These personalities at ESPN, their salaries, they are starting to approach salaries on cable news, and they are not coming anywhere close to drawing the same ratings. ESPN, they have backed themselves into a corner. This deal with Pat McAfee, it is an absolute disaster because he's not performing. And what ends up happening, it falsely inflates everyone else's value. ESPN just paid Ryan Clark, I think it was $3 million a year, $3 million for Ryan Clark, and he doesn't even have his own show. What the hell is his value? Damn sure ain't $3 million. Gonna be interesting to see how ESPN handles these negotiations with Stephen A. Smith. Now, you gotta remember, they gotta pay Shay Shay, too. Shannon Sharp is signed through the end of NBA season, and then he's essentially a free agent. Shannon Sharp, I think, is the main reason that First Take was setting record-high ratings. Are they going to be paying $40 million between the salaries of Shay and A for First Take? $40 million for 500,000 viewers? Like I said, this deal with Pat McAfee is a disaster for ESPN. But give me your thoughts on this. Pat McAfee, Stephen A. Smith, they get into a heated argument behind the scenes. How do these stories about Pat McAfee keep getting leaked to the mainstream media? Do you think there is professional tension between Pat McAfee and Stephen A. Smith? And what do you think of these salaries at ESPN today? Do these salaries match the results that ESPN has given? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.